with a letter by Peter. You see this in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. We have also a sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Hallelujah. Paul was about leaving the scene. He was advanced in age. He had received revelation that he was to put aside his tabernacle and to move on, you know, into glory. And he was encouraging the brethren here to always keep in remembrance that which he told them concerning the glory of the only begotten Son of God. They should put in remembrance the things they have heard concerning the salvation that has been revealed once and forever through the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He reminded them that he was present when Jesus was on the mountain of transfiguration, where he transfigured before them. The Bible says that his countenance was shining like a sun in full strength. It was so glorious. And it says, from that excellent glory, a voice came honoring the Son, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Beautiful. This one, they are not following cunning devices, fables of men, religious, you know, manipulations, you know, reasonings of men, theology and all that. No. We're talking here of a revelation of the coming of Christ. He was a witness. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have the sure word of prophecy. We see it from all the scriptures, from Genesis to the book of Revelations, revealing and confirming the coming of our Lord Jesus. That thing they beheld on the mountain of transfiguration is an event that is eternal, is an event that is continuous, because the Lord is coming. He's being revealed, he's being manifested in the midst of this dark age. Hallelujah. This is the mystery of godliness. God manifesting himself in the flesh to preach the gospel, to set the captives free, to display the mystery of God's kingdom, and to be taken back into glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul is Peter is testifying here that they saw the majesty of the only begotten of God. Hallelujah. And we are admonished to take heed. Amen. We are admonished to take heed to this prophetic gesture. Because what happened on the mountain of transfiguration is prophetic. You see, I can assure you, if you get back to that mountain somewhere in the Middle East to search for this site, you will never find it. It was a prophetic site. It was symbolic. Hallelujah. The same way the letters, the words in the Bible are symbolic. Amen. The Bible is full of prophetic writing, spiritual prophetic writing that points to the coming of our Lord, that reveal the coming of our Lord. Hallelujah. And that coming, like we are understanding, occurs on the inside of us. Jesus did not come to preach himself. He did not come to display himself. But he came to, you know, educate us on what we have on the inside of us. You see, it is your understanding, your comprehension of the personality, the glory, the immortal light being on the inside of you that actually catapults you to the summit of God's glory. God is not ego, like, you know, like man. He has come that we may all be partakers, joint partakers in that excellent glory. That excellent glory from which the voice said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus Christ has come to cause us to be gathered into that excellent glory, to be partakers of that excellent glory, so that we may know the love of God, that we too may be bestowed with that same honor which was bestowed upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that his countenance shone like the sun, which talks of pure light, immaculate light. Hallelujah. This is the feeling that should be the goal, the hope of our calling, that we may realize that state, that consciousness, which Jesus Christ displayed upon the mountain of transfiguration. See, it's only when we realize that image that we can actually hear and know that voice that says, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." That voice is the only thing you need for your protection, for your sustenance, and everything you will ever need throughout all eternity. That encompassing voice of love from the Father. Amen. So we have to search it out. Even when the disciples beheld the glory of God, of Jesus, on the mountain of transfiguration, they asked Jesus, you know, unconsciously, that they should build booths, that is, they should build tents and remain there, because they tasted of the presence of God, the glorious presence of God. Hallelujah. In his presence is the fullness of joy. In his presence is the fullness of satisfaction, of peace, bountifulness. Hallelujah. Everything we ever need. But we can only approach the presence. We can only realize the presence in the Son. We can only realize the presence as we realize that shining, glittering image of the only begotten of God. Oh, hallelujah. And this is the whole thing that we are worrying day and night for, brethren, isn't it? That I may know Him, that I may be like Him. Hallelujah. We know that when He appears, we shall be with Him like He is. The way He is the way we are in this world. If you see me, you've seen Christ. If you see Christ, you've seen me. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the morning star. The morning star actually is the sun in its brightness. Hallelujah. The morning star is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the morning star. And He is our great and exceeding great reward. He is the prize of our calling. He is the hope of our calling. Amen. Go quickly to the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 14. Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 14. Blessed are they that do these His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I am the bright and the morning star. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who do the commandments, that they have right to the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates of the city. Hallelujah. Without are the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the idolaters, those that love and make lies. Amen. That is the category of humanity that walk in ignorance of the truth. The lie is simply the walk after the exterior world, the exterior man. Like we said, Jesus Christ is the truth, the way and the life. Nobody finds his way through the gates of Jerusalem except through Christ. No one finds his way into the city except through Christ. No one can eat the tree of life except Christ. So it's only as we are found in Him, only as we walk in the truth, conform to the truth, no more speaking lies, that we can taste of life. Amen. Jesus Christ confirms here that I am the bright and the morning star. I am the bright and the morning star. Amen. If we ever want to be partakers of the glory of God, we must receive of the bright and morning star. We must be united with the bright and morning star. We must discover ourselves as the bright and morning star, because in reality, all this is the inheritance of Christ, is the kingdom. That is His birthright. That is what the Father has given Him freely from the foundation of the world. So it's only when we discover ourselves in that union that we can realize the kingdom of God. Realize the glory of God. We can realize the coming of Christ in glory and in power. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 25. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall break them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my father, and I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You see, when we obey the word of God, when we hold fast to the gospel, you see, it conforming ourselves into the celestial spiritual image of Christ, recognizing ourselves the way we are, and walking in the Spirit daily, he has promised us rulership over the nations. Who are the nations? The nations are the nations walking in the lie, walking in ignorance of the truth. The nations are those nations who are cast out or dispersed further away from the presence of God. They form the nations of the earth. So God says he gives you power over them, to rule over them, and to shatter their vessels of clay. You see, so that they can come forth into life. You see, the rulership of God is not to torment or to suppress, but to give life to people. You see, when Christ, God makes war, he makes war against death, not against the soul of people. You see, the vessels of clay have to be destroyed so that that precious seed of Christ can come forth, so that they can live. Amen. So he says that I will give him the morning star. Those who hold fast to the word as he comes. Christ comes. He comes on the inside of you. You realize him in your consciousness. Hallelujah. The world beholds Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the Christ that there is. Jesus Christ has finished his ministry, and that is it. You see, don't let the doctrines and creeds of religion deceive you thinking that Jesus will come one day in the physical skies. No. If Jesus Christ ever appears again, he's appearing through you. He's appearing using you as a vessel, using you as a servant. Oh, hallelujah. So when you hold fast to the word of the prophecy, like Peter writes, hold fast, heeding to this message you have heard, putting in remembrance and strength, steering yourself up continuously, you will realize the coming of the Lord. You will realize the morning star. You realize that perfect light image of God, which is without guile, blameless. You will discover yourself living above the bondages of sin and corruption that men are all, you know, saddled with. Hallelujah. You'll be liberated totally. Hallelujah. Liberation totally from a sinful nature. Liberation totally from a sin consciousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From a wicked nature, a carnal nature, a devilish nature. And you now begin to wear a nature that is of God. Hallelujah. You begin to walk in that perfection that God has called you to walk. If you sin because you are a slave to sin. See, but you are set free as you realize yourself as the morning star. As the morning star dawns in you. Amen. Let the revelation, the mystery, you know, sink into your hearts gradually. Walk patiently, letting fellowship be constantly with the Lord, not being distracted by the things on the outside. It's only then that you can see this thing that the Lord is talking about. You can experience it in its entirety. Oh, hallelujah. Experience the glory. Experience the liberty of the sons of God. No more walking in bondage to sin. No more walking with a lustful nature. Hallelujah. Amen. These things are real. Amen. You see, I woke up early this morning and I was out there in the parlor, you know, meditating. And you know, suddenly I found myself in the day. See, when the day dawns, when there is the dawning of a day, you do not know. You are not really, it doesn't happen like that suddenly. But there's a shift without your understanding. You just discover yourself in the day. Amen. So just encourage yourself. We are supposed to encourage ourselves to continue taking heed of hearing the word. Taking heed and listening to the voice of the Father in secret. Amen. As he loses us from the grip of corruption. All this is possible. This is the hope of our calling. That the morning star dawn in our hearts. That we realize him. Amen. So that there is unhindered access to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Unhindered access to the Father. The Father never cast Adam out of his presence. The Father does not throw away people from his presence. It's your conscience, your sinful nature, your corrupt nature that defies you. Didn't Jesus Christ say that out what the thing that defies a man is that thing that is on the inside of man? Nothing without can defy a man, but it's the corrupt nature of a man that defies him. Your lusts, you know, your jealousies, your gluttonies, your ambitions, and all these things that mortal man bears. It's simply because of a nature that is bound to corruption. Hallelujah. So that the heart is darkened, the eyes of the understanding of a man, the eyes see only that which is of the earth. His treasure is on the earth. He is blinded to the vast, you know, infinite resources in the spiritual, the real world, so to say. See, that's why you have bitterness, wars, and all these things. And no man with an impure conscience can actually approach God. It's your conscience that, you know, separates you from God. Your sin separates you from God. Oh, hallelujah. But when you, this morning star begins to arise in you, and you see, by the revelation of Christ, you see, by taking heed to the prophecy, the day comes when you discover yourself as he is. And when you once more realize the omnipotent power of God, you discover yourself in the company of the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Imagine in the book of Revelation, when John saw the Alpha and the Omega, John chapter 1, hallelujah, John chapter 1, you see this in verse, you know, from verse 12 downwards, John saw the Alpha and the Omega. He said he was clothed with a garment which shone as the sun in his strength. You see, fierceness, it was, you know, white, you see, he shone as the sun in his, let me look for it here. Here we go. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded with paps, with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like the flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. And they burned as if they were burned in a furnace. and his voice as the voice of many waters, and had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. You see, this is the corporate body of Christ. It's a body with the voice of many waters, which is the many waters talk of nations, tongues, peoples. These are peoples who are being gathered into Christ. Gathered into that one celestial spiritual body, one man that is known of God. See, this is the embodiment of God. This is the body where the fullness of deity, God's presence, can be found. The anointing to the fullness and everything that is of God is found in that body. Oh, hallelujah. That's the body, you see, of the Alpha and Omega, the body of Christ, that we, if we use plain language. You see, the Bible says that his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. And this is the end of the faith for us who find ourselves in him, who discover ourselves in him. Brethren, this is a reality for now. It's not a reality when we die. It's not something that occurs in the sky when we've died and gone to heaven or something. It's something that you can realize now. Comprehend the message and begin to purify yourself as he is pure. You purify yourself by taking heed to the voice of the Spirit, conforming yourself daily, changing your minds, your perception of the creation, putting on the single eye. Hallelujah. Amen. See, gathering out everything that is not of God in you. You see, Jesus referred to it as the gathering out the things that offend. Amen. The things that offend. Hallelujah. You go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 41. Matthew 13, verse 41. He's talking of the end of the age, which is the end of this, you know, realm of leading. We come to the end of the age as we are ushered into Christ. You see, a new life in Christ actually marks a new age, a new dispensation, where all things are passed away. Amen. Now, Matthew chapter 13, verse 41, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and wailing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Do you have ears? If you have ears, begin to hear what the Spirit is saying. Begin to hear and perceive the message that Christ is giving. Where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is within you. This is the kingdom of God. Amen. This is the temple of God. This is the house of God. You see, these are things that we did not know. These are things that were hidden from our sight when we roam the earth as vagabonds. You see, but God has come to restore order. He has come to restore the glorious creation that was from the beginning. You see, man has created his own world, a world full of chaos, a world full of, you know, anguish of soul and tribulation, a world immersed in wickedness. Deep spiritual wickedness. Hallelujah. But God has seen that enough is enough, and he wants to put an end of this order, an end of the chaos, just like in the days of Noah when God destroyed that system, in the days of Lot when God destroyed that system. God today is looking down from heaven the same way to bring an end to wickedness, an end to disorder, an end to death and suffering, an end to anguish, the pain, the sorrows, and the sufferings of men, and to cause men to realize and to know the truth, to know what He has freely given to them. He wants men to see Him and know Him as He is, to know the name of the Lord, the righteous name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So He's sending forth His word. The angels represent the messengers, the spirit, to edify. And He's getting out all the junk, all the trash, all the things that have been deposited in His kingdom. This is the kingdom. He's removing everything out. Getting out all the garbage that have defiled His kingdom and His temple. Hallelujah. So that the purity and the glory can once more comfort. Hallelujah. He's getting out all the lies, your concepts, your beliefs, those things you have heard in your humanity. All the lies you thought about who you truly are. All the lies you thought about your origin. You see it? Your attachments to a world that does not exist. Your attachment to a dream world. He has come to cancel all of that and bring you back to the place of perfection. Hallelujah. All those things are being cast out. Hallelujah. They are being burnt up in an incinerator inside of us. An incinerator, you know, signifying the lake of fire, which is truth. Consuming everything that is a lie. See, when the truth appears, the lie disappears, isn't it? When there is truth, lie is no more. So that light, that truth, the word of truth, the truth of the Lord, the revelation of God, purifies us, purges us, removes out all those things that have obscured our eye, our vision, and has obscured our true nature and identity. Destroys it up. Hallelujah. Amen. And those people who refuse to walk end up further and further in the lower realms, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, it's a place of want, a place of unbelief. Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, those who obey, submit themselves to the Lord, allowing the Lord to do the work in them, they will realize, that perfection that we had in the beginning. The Bible says that they shall shine forth as the sun in their Father's kingdom. They shall shine as the sun in His brightness in their Father's kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. They shall be like Christ Jesus, the one He transfigured upon the mountain of transfiguration. They shall be like the Alpha and the Omega when He appeared before John. Hallelujah. They shall be as the bright and morning star. It shall dawn upon them. Hallelujah. These are the ones that are awake from all mortal consciousness. Amen. They live aside the vanities of this world and hang on to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. One may ask, how do I take heed? How do I take heed? How do I realize this thing? It talks about we need continuity, not to be discouraged. Continuity. 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 Let us not be discouraged. Let us never let this word of prophecy be drowned in the outer profession. You know, outside, all kind of activity, things are happening, and men have no slightest idea of what you are hearing right now. Hallelujah. But God has called you. If you are watching this video or you are listening to this message, God has called you. God has chosen you to hear the secrets of the ages. Hallelujah. Blessed are your ears because you hear. You are hearing firsthand the voice of God. Amen. So the key is continuity. Striving continuity. Continuity, continuity. Ascending in the knowledge of the invisible man on the inside. And descending in the outer man. Continuity. Very important. Amen. Continuity. Then your light will begin to arise as the noonday. Amen. You begin to do the will of God. Speaking truth. Breaking yokes in your mind, all your thoughts, in all those concepts that you've held on to, things that tie you to this material world, things that tie you to entities in this world. These things begin to loosen yourself by the word of truth and begin to walk freely in relation to the Heavenly Father. Because that is all that will ever remain. See, it's that body with the Father. Hallelujah. Take heed till the morning star arise in your heart. Hallelujah. It's a perfection that we are called to in these last days. From generation to generation, the salvation of the Lord will be revealed. People will see the glory of God being manifested through a people. These are the ones who gather into Him and patiently wait for this dawning of the light of God, dawning of the star in there. Hallelujah. So that the star emerges out. The light creature emerges out. Hallelujah. That is the coming of the Lord. Amen. Where all eyes shall see Him, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. They shall behold Him in His beauty and in His excellency. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, brethren. God keep you. Amen.